listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is 88 miles per hour. The song we just listened to was When in Heaven by Kitchens of Distinction. It's currently 9:11 and counting. I hope you'll stick around. I'm here until 10. was Sonic Youth with the song Candle. And before that, we heard Radiohead with the song Just off their album The Bends. I saw Radiohead this weekend while they were in Boston. And that was my fourth time seeing them, I think. Very lucky. But, I mean, obviously, they were phenomenal. But this time, I really just watched Johnny Greenwood pretty much play for most of it. And he's just so impressive. And that song, if you're a Radiohead fan, you probably know this, but the song just kind of came about because I guess him and Tom York were having a competition to see who could write the most chords into a song. And I'm not sure, I mean, not that you wouldn't realize it because the chorus is just this sequential amount of chords, but when you really think about it, it's pretty impressive that they put it into such a catchy song that works. Anyways, and the song I played in my intro is The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. I've been kind of using that as my go-to intro song. It's kind of creepy and reminds me of vampires. Anyways, you know, if you've had a long day and you want to chit-chat or you want to learn more about WMFO or maybe there's a song you really want to listen to or maybe you just want me to shut up right now, you can give us a call at 855-915-9636. The number again is 855-915-9636. You can give me a call. We can chat. I'll play you a tune. Whatever floats your boat, really. Give you a shout out. Anyways, I have more music, but you can call whenever.
Disappeared in the shadows of the where we make the most. Boredom fabricating words to cram down each other's throats, and I'm so excited, happily divided.
We just heard Desire Lines by Deer Hunter off of their album Halcyon Digest. They're a good band that I always, not that I forget about them. I went to see them in concert last year and they were phenomenal, but I always forget how much good stuff they have. Like I always listen to a few songs and be like, wow, they're really good. And then I'll discover another song that it's like, oh, I totally forgot they had this song and it's also really good. They're consistently very good. Before that, we listened to Happily Divided by, I think it's Sebado. It's one of those three. Or it could be something entirely different. But I'm going to go with Sebado, because that's how I would say it. Anyways, and before that, we heard a new single from the band Film School. The single was titled Go Low. Currently 9:36. We've got plenty more time for music, so I'm just gonna keep playing it.
Bring up.
have a very important hand-picked PSA. This goes out to all those people out there with creaky joints.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
Doesn't sound good. You should see someone about that.
Thank you.
Hello, we have a very special guest on the phone. It's
Hello.
Amanda, my co-host.
Hello. I miss the show.
The show misses you, Amanda. It's not the same.
It's been like 8 months.
That's so long.
That's a really long time. That's like a full school year's worth of time.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
Well, I have good news for you. Nothing's really changed.
Are you sure?
Everything.
Yet.
Well, were you here since all of these sad tears have appeared on all of the drawings on the walls in the studio?
No. Who did that?
I don't know. That's all that's changed. We're just very sad over here now. Because you left. Everything's crying because you left us.
Well, I'm coming back in a week.
Yay.
Exactly. At this exact moment in 1 week, we will be together.
Yes, but we won't be on the air. But we'll be together.
No, we will be at a concert, which is appropriate for missing the show.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited.
Well, I don't want to speak for you, but it sounds like you've been doing well. Amanda has been having lots of adventures.
Yeah, lots of adventures.
But
I gotta save that content for the fall.
Oh, yes. We'll do a whole rundown show.
Exactly.
Oh, you should pick some nice, like, backing music. We'll make it a whole, like, story time with Amanda.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of stories, so we should definitely do that.
Awesome.
Woo!
Was that, like, a woo or, like, an ooh? I have something to say.
Both.
Ooh.
That was both.
That's what you like to hear.
What?
That's what you like to hear. The woo.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It really is what you like to hear.
Amanda picked a lovely, wonderful song for us to end the show on together. We're ending the show together. How appropriate.
Yay. It's a great song.
Well, I guess I'm going to play this and then I'm going to leave. So, Amanda, do you want to sign us off?
What did you say?
So do you want to sign us off of the show?
Oh, yes. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to 88 Miles Per Hour, WMFO, Medford. We really appreciate your listening. And come back next week or in 2 weeks when we're actually back.
Oh, my gosh. She's still got it. Well, thanks for calling, Amanda.
Thanks for answering.
We'll talk offline, and I hope everyone enjoys this wonderful Amanda pick. It's because we're friends.
In honor of our friendship.
Goodbye.